You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The World Vision New Zealand is set to present a Modern Slavery Act petition to the Petitions Committee in Parliament. This comes after a petition that gained 37,000 signatures and support from over 100 businesses. Producer Joe Wickens spoke to Rebecca Armstrong, the advocacy's head of advocacy and justice, about the act and why transparency on the issue of modern slavery is so important.
Tell me about the Modern Slavery Act and the process of it being brought forward to the petition committee.
So in March, over 100 New Zealand companies signed an open letter requesting that the minister would look into a Modern Slavery Act for New Zealand. And then over 37,000 people signed a petition that was handed to the minister in June requesting the same. So there is a lot of public interest in New Zealand for a New Zealand Modern Slavery Act. And the reason it's so important is because at the moment there are 40 million people living in modern slavery, and it's one of the most critical labour issues of our time. And at the moment, during a pandemic, there are even more people than ever before in insecure work. And so a Modern Slavery Act helps to provide transparency over a company's supply chains. And we are asking for human rights due diligence to be implemented in the New Zealand Modern Slavery Act. And that just means that companies have a responsibility to identify, prevent, mitigate, and account for where their products are coming from, which countries they are coming from, for their human rights risks. And these acts can be really effective in eliminating modern slavery across the world. I guess the other key point is that there's been a lot of legislative developments around the world in modern slavery and human rights due diligence. The EU, for example, are considering mandatory human rights due diligence now. We have the UK and Australia that have modern slavery acts. And New Zealand, who's usually a leader in social rights and these, you know, human rights initiatives, is really lagging behind. So this is something that we really think New Zealand needs to take seriously. It's an act that we really need in New Zealand. We have no other transparency obligations currently, and there's a real gap in our legal system.
You've said that this isn't a matter of asking whether or not we need this act, but more how we can design the best sort of legislation. Can you elaborate on this?
There are an estimated 3,000 victims of slavery in New Zealand. And we have had last year our first human trafficking and slavery conviction. And so we are seeing worker exploitation, which is on the continuum of modern slavery, happening in New Zealand all the time. So what I mean by that is that you can start with worker exploitation, but often it can lead to an offence of modern slavery. We also absolutely have modern slavery in our supply chain. World Vision this year did some research, and it showed that over $3 billion of our imports to New Zealand come from risky countries where there is child and forced labour taking place. And these are products like the clothes that we're wearing, bananas, shoes. We have no transparency at the moment around who is making our products and who we might be exploiting or even enslaving in that process.
Would you say that it's just as important that people are aware of this transparency when it comes to modern slavery being used by corporations?
I think we have to understand that we... like I said before, we do have a modern slavery problem, and this is in our supply chains. And I think if everyone starts looking into their supply chains, for example, what countries are you trading with? Where are your products coming from? Are there high-risk goods in the geographies that you are working in? What about New Zealand? Are you working in industries that have high worker exploitation problems? What is your responsibility as a business to address these human rights issues? We need a level playing field across the world, and human rights due diligence and transparency are becoming requisites that New Zealand companies are increasingly going to need to be able to trade internationally and work in other markets. Someone I was talking to recently kind of summed it up quite well and said, this is probably the health and safety reform of years ago around human rights. And it's becoming more and more important with sustainable development goals around modern slavery and just our collective responsibility in a globalized world that we have to address the people that are working as slaves for our products and our consumerism.
Do you think that COVID-19 has played a part in an issue like this, as it may have brung insecure workforces?
Absolutely. The International Labour Organization says that almost half the global workforce have had their livelihoods threatened with insecure work at the moment. And this is because of frequent lockdowns and people losing their jobs and people unable to work where they usually would. And of course, when there is a need to survive, there's a need to, you know, bring money into the table, there's more ability to accept work that isn't fair or justified and be exploited in your workplace. So I think when we have these really strong statistics showing us how many people are in insecure work where they don't have permanent roles, there's a lot of desperation and there's growing poverty. I think there's no greater time than now to be addressing this and implementing a New Zealand modern slavery.
And that was Rebecca Armstrong talking to producer Joe Wickens about the Modern Slavery Act. Rebecca Armstrong also says World Vision is ultimately looking to raise awareness and educating the public on the issue of modern slavery with the introduction of a strong Modern Slavery Act.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.